It's time now for the Peace Health Peace Harbor Hospital COVID-19 checkup, featuring members of the Peace Harbor Hospital doctor and nurse staff and administration. And joining me this morning is the medical director over at Peace Harbor Hospital, Dr. Heather MacArthur. Good morning to you, Dr. MacArthur. How are you this morning?
I'm good, George. How are you?
I'm doing well on this wet and rainy day. Let's get right to it. Lane County's COVID risk level recently moved from yellow to orange, and I realize a lot of that has to do with what's happening in the eastern part of the state. But what is the significance of this? What are you hearing from Lane County Public Health?
So the big change for us is that we have obviously an increased number of cases. And so orange means greater than 10 new cases in a 7-day period per 100,000 people. So our numbers have been currently infectious in Lane County is about 229 people and 13 people hospitalized. So what that requires us to do as a county is to think about what our resources are. Are we carefully watching our emergency department visits? Are we making sure that we have enough resources within the hospitals to take care of those sick patients and to be able to track how did those 229 people get COVID? Where did they get them? Where were they exposed? Was it in a gathering? Can we trace those contacts and try to prevent the spread further? And then do we have a timely way to follow up on them? And if we're able to keep doing that, then we can stay within what they call that phase two plan that we're in right now, per the state that the governor has set up. It does mean that we need to be very vigilant about keeping those measures to limit our contact with those, with others, and try to keep modifying our activities to reduce our personal exposure. Kind of thinking, let me take a step back. Is this an activity I need to do? Am I wearing a mask? Am I using hand sanitizer? Maybe I shouldn't do that gathering that I was thinking of doing.
Before we went on the air, we heard that today at Riverbend, there's currently 13 hospitalizations with COVID-19. What kind of a strain does this put on the other resources? I talked with Dr. Caton a couple weeks ago, and he says, with Jason Davis at Lane County Public Health, and he said that when the hospitalization rates go up for that, it kind of puts a strain on other resources that some of the PPE items are used for.
Correct. And it does. It's something that we have to take under the governor's plan. We definitely have to stop and look, what do we have available? Do we have a sufficient number of PPE? And we're thinking, all right, I have to have enough in the ER, I have to have enough in my ICUs, and I have to have enough to keep my COVID unit up and running, not to mention all of my other sites within the hospital. One of the things that's helped greatly is that we're able to test every single patient that gets admitted to the hospital and check them for COVID as they come into the hospital, whether it's for a procedure, whether it's for an admission for another illness. And so we're able to reduce the amount of PPE that we use, just a face mask and gloves for those individuals versus the much higher level of PPE that we would need to deal with a COVID patient.
Now, over the weekend, we saw our case level in Western Lane County here in the Florence area go from 24 to 27, three additional cases. Is that still considered low numbers for our population, or is that kind of borderline?
It is considered low. We're looking at total numbers versus that rolling 7-day average of new cases. So based on new cases, we're within a 2-week period, we're still considered low compared to the rest of the county.
Now, being October, you know, it's a huge holiday for kids. Kids love Halloween.
It is.
And it's kind of getting the axe a little bit there. Are there some things that families can do to be safe and to still have some fun this Halloween?
It is, and I feel so bad. I think that I talked to my friends with children and my nieces and nephews who were just devastated by the fact that they don't get to have their traditional Halloween. And the state and CDC have both put out some suggestions to try to make a fun, safer Halloween. It's definitely, first thing to remember, your Halloween mask, those traditional let's put on Darth Vader or let's have our monster mask, is not safe protection from COVID. So remember, we still need to have our COVID mask to protect us from COVID. And then some ideas that have been proposed out there, doing a family just do within your own family, carve a pumpkin, decorate your house, do a scavenger hunt maybe as a family within your house, watch a scary movie, do a trick-or-treat just within your own household. It's definitely going to be a little bit challenging to come up with some ideas that allow your kids to feel like, oh, this was Halloween and we had a good time. But I think if you can do that in a safe manner, it's in the long run a much better way to deal with Halloween. Looking at the numbers, the highest group that's been affected is that group 11 to 20. That age group 11 to 20 have been the biggest group that's been exposed and contracted the virus in the last 2 weeks for Lane County. And so we think about, wow, this age group is really the ones that are spreading it right now. And so, unfortunately, we really need to curb back our Halloween activities.
Well, you know, we could dress everybody in scrubs and they could all wear their N95s and just go around as doctors and nurses. That would be...
And you know what? That's what my niece is wanting to do this year. She was like, can I just be a COVID protector? And I think that there's lots of people who are thinking about how COVID's affected their lives and incorporating that into their Halloween activities.
Now, one of the problems that COVID does bring is respiratory illness along with that, and it can be affected on a either minor or a major level as you go through this. And with October being Healthy Lung Month, I guess it's more important to keep your lungs in good shape. What are some ways we can do that?
So the big thing, obviously, is to quit smoking if you smoke and to stop vaping, too. I think we're continuing to see some vape-related illnesses that have come up. So obviously, as a physician, I'm a big proponent of quitting smoking. And for the Healthy Lung Month of October, I would say, number one, quit smoking. And then the next thing to do is to prevent infection and being COVID aware, also flu season aware. Flu season is upon us, to wash your hands, use hand sanitizer, wear a mask now that we're in, obviously COVID, this time of COVID that we live in has brought that awareness for all of us, but also get your flu shot. I think it's time to get those annual flu vaccines. So please talk to your healthcare provider, get a flu vaccine now. Obviously, we have those available within our clinic, but any opportunity that you have, please get your flu shot. And then get regular healthcare checkups. If you're sick, stay home. And also good exercise. I think that's one thing that I've been thinking about for myself, and I try to encourage others, is it's so hard with COVID. I think we talked about this maybe last time, George, that we've been kind of cooped up in our homes, and we forget sometimes about taking care of ourselves. And our lungs really benefit by that regular exercise of 30 minutes of moderate exercise 5 days a week. So even chronic lung conditions benefit from trying to incorporate healthy exercise into our lives.
I got to tell you, I got to be honest with you, I think about exercise every day. So, but are we seeing, do we know medically, is there a big difference between the illnesses we're seeing from vaping versus smoking, or is it pretty much affecting the same areas of the lung and having the same impact?
So that's a really good question. It's interesting because cigarette smoke definitely destroys lung tissue and has been linked to cancer. Vaping has been around so recently that we don't have that long-term studies that we have because of cigarette smoking, but we are seeing that same kind of it of tissue breakdown and the same possibility in the long run. So we don't yet know all of the damage that's going to be caused by vaping. We have seen some very traumatic and dramatic presentations of people that are called these vape-related illnesses that have been very serious, even resulting in some people having to have lung transplants because of vape-related exposures. So I don't see them as innocuous or safe things. I definitely see them as another possible exposure that will lead to lung damage.
And are we finding that because people initially thought, well, this would be a good way to quit smoking, that they actually vape more than they actually would smoke?
Yes, and we're also seeing people are getting a vaping pen and then they're buying things off the internet that were never designed to be used with the vape pen. And so there, we see a lot of people using alternate things in the vape pen that have additives and chemicals that are actually very dangerous for them to use, and that those things also cause damage to the lungs, some in the short term, some in the long term. And so we've seen a lot of serious lung injuries because of that.
All right. So just to round it out, healthy lung month, stop smoking, stop vaping, get some exercise, and eat healthy. How's that?
Absolutely. And wash your hands, wear a mask, and try to protect yourself during this as we continue to fight COVID.
All right.
Get a flu shot too.
Yes, that too. Dr. Heather MacArthur, Medical Director over at Peace Harbor, thank you so much.
Thank you, George. Have a wonderful day.
All right, that's our COVID-19 update for today. You've been listening to the Peace Health Peace Harbor Hospital COVID-19 Checkup. Join us on the first and third Tuesday of each month as we update you on the latest COVID-19 information available. Sponsored by Peace Health Peace Harbor Medical Center.